If I could have your attention here in the media center, we're going to go ahead and roll into our post-race press conference. We're joined by the race-winning crew chief tonight, Rodney Childers. We're going to go ahead and go straight to questions, and we're going to start right up here at Jordan and then go to Doug.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Rodney, it's been almost 4 years since you've been in victory lane. That was Kevin's last win as well. Lots happened since then. What's that feel like?
It feels really good. Definitely been some weird years, you know, since 2022 when we won two in a row, and Richmond feels like forever ago. But it's been so much fun this year being at JRM and racing with these guys. And we've been fast every single week and thought we would, you know, have a chance to win, you know, sometime soon. And felt like we gave one away here or there, you know, already and had some things happen. But it was just a great weekend. We had a great race car off the truck and was able to make it just a little bit better throughout the race and ended up in a good spot there at the end.
Do you wonder if, as you go through this and that gets farther from the last one, that may have been the last one and then you weren't going to get back to victory lane again?
Not a chance in hell. If anybody would have went to those Cars Tour races last year, if Weaver's here, you'd understand. But, you know, it's all about winning. It really is. JRM has that mentality, and I think everybody's seen, you know, with the speed that we've brought to the racetracks this weekend, everybody's working so hard there at the shop and at the Hendrick engine shop, Hendrick chassis shop. And, you know, it felt so weird racing the 88 there at the end. I have to admit, Marty means a lot to me. We've known each other since we were, you know, young, racing late models and Hooters cars and everything else. And, man, him and his group have been absolutely amazing to me since I walked in that door and have helped me so much. We all know that we're going to have to race each other every week. Dale reminds us pretty much every Monday that, you know, these cars are going to end up beating doors and doing things that sometimes maybe we don't want to do. But, all of our guys had great races tonight, drove great races, kept it clean, and we were just the fortunate ones to end up in victory lane.
We'll go to Doug and then to Deb.
Hey, Rodney, Doug Turnbull for PRN of the 5 to Go podcast. Admittedly, that was exactly what I wanted to ask you. But I do want to say you've worked with, of course, Kevin Harvick. That's what you're most known for. And I think a lot of people forget, you know, there was a really healthy stretch of Mark Martin, too. And I know a lot of other drivers as well. But what when Connor Zilich gets branded with all these, you know, different superlatives, I mean, what does he possess that makes him or a champion-level driver like some of the people that you've worked with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the best thing for, you know, about Connor and my mentality with him is I've known him since he raced go-karts. You know, like he was one of the first people that KHI signed, you know, first young guys that KHI signed. And, every week I kept up with what he was doing and where he was at and how he ran and all those things. And then as he moved up into the late models and I would text Rainier every single week, like, what's going on? And he would give me updates throughout the race. So I've always had that invested, you know, part of me with Connor. The other side of it, too, I've continued to think about what he's going through this year from the very beginning, you know, how hard that is moving to the Cup Series, the things that you're going to learn, the things you're going to go through. And honestly, I've tried to leave him alone and just, you know, if he wants to ask something, I'm going to answer it. But, they need to focus on what they're doing. And for me, I've just continued to do what I think is right. And the perfect scenario for me is I have bosses that continue to tell me that every day. You know, if I ask, you know, what should I do here? And they continue to tell me, do what you think is right. And that's what I've been able to do. And I've told a lot of people, when you can work in an environment like that where you wake up every day with new ideas and doing things that you believe in, you're going to work even that much harder. And it just turns into, you know, being happy and enjoying what you're doing. And, Connor's just a huge part of that. You know, like, I'm so fortunate to have Carson and Connor. Like, you know, I learn something new every single week, and both of them are just amazing talent.
We're going to go next to Deb and then to John.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. It's nice to see you in here again, Rodney.
Thank you.
Of course, you were in late models, but you've been had late models in your background. But when you went to Junior Motorsports and with the O'Reilly Series this year, what's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Man, I really don't know if there's been a big adjustment. It's felt like home from the day I walked in those doors. Every single meeting, it just feels normal. It feels just like old cup racing used to be. All the chassis are pretty much the same as what we bought from Hendrick when we won the championship in 14 and ran in 15, 16. And all of our SHR cars, when we started building ours, were pretty much a copy of that. So every little piece and part feels the same. You have to work harder at certain things. You have less people. A lot of it you do yourself. You know, I don't have Cheddar to do every little thing for me anymore. But I have such an amazing group, though. Like, I was fortunate from the time I walked in there that just every person on the one car just fits each other. It's easy to communicate. It's easy to talk. There's no guy that's like, you know, has his own weird personality that you have to figure out how to talk to. Everybody's just, it's easy. So, like I said, it's felt like home from the beginning.
Thank you.
Next to John.
John Newby, FanBuzz. So a couple years back when you joined Spire, like you talked about the excitement level going back to Chevrolet because you would be able to have that connection with the Hendrick crew chiefs again. Now that you're, you know, at Junior Motorsports with their Hendrick connection, does some of that connection still help, or is it more working within the Junior Motorsports, you know, ecosystem by itself?
Yeah, it's really more of the Junior Motorsports stuff. Like, I don't know. It's an interesting question because, you know, like, every chassis still comes from Hendrick. Every motor still comes from Hendrick. All of our sim tools still come from GM. All that stuff is the same. Looking back on it, you know, what was a nightmare last year actually helped me get ready to learn how to, I learned how to run the sim, like, at the back of my head, you know, back of my hand at Spire. So when I walked in GRM, like, it was like, oh, it's the same as it was last year. So, you know, everything happens for a reason, and that was, you know, part of it. But, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports is very invested in what we have going on. You know, it feels like it's one team. And, I still get messages from Mr. H, and I get messages from Scotty Maxim and Jeff Andrews and all those people over there. And they're part of our DNA. You know, they make us run. And, it's one big team, really, and it's been fun to work with the 17 guys a little bit and having them full time. Adam's been a ton of fun to be around and super smart guy. So, like I said, we just have a great group in general right now that's working together really well.
We go over here to your left to Zach, and then to Bob.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com, all the way on your left, Rodney. You mentioned that you never doubted that you would get back to this moment, but to actually experience this, watch your car and driver hold off Marty's car, Kyle Larson, and how good Larson has been here specifically, what does tonight mean for you personally?
I mean, it means a ton. It really does. Behind the scenes, what the last, 12, 16 months have been like, nobody in this room wants to ever live that. You really don't. And to go through what we've been through as a family, my wife, my kids, everybody involved that's been invested in me from the beginning, like, nobody wants to go through that. And for anything else, I mean, you want to go prove a point. That's really what it's about. And we've won a lot of races over the years, and probably the coolest part about what we're doing at JRM now is there's a lot of guys on my team that never been to Victory Lane, and you don't even realize that till you go up there and you stand there and you get your picture made. And like our spotter tonight, which is Connor's spotter in the Cup Series, he's never ever been to Victory Lane ever. He had no idea what to do when he got up there. And he looked at me and he said, what number is this for you? And I said, well, this is actually 41. He's like, holy cow. But, you know, it's fun to be around people that are like sponges, you know, like they want to learn, they want to get the victory lane, they want to do these things. And it's awesome to get to stand up there and get your picture made with them.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I apologize, I'm the weird personality that you have to talk to.
Can you see me without your glasses?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
You're a little blurry, but that's okay. I have two. The first, I know the tire's different for Cup, but did you show anything tonight that, like, if there is a caution with 30 or 40 laps to go, that guys should stay out tomorrow?
It's hard to say. I didn't really pay attention to the tires on the Cup cars today. I know Justin was talking about doing the wheel force tests and had one set that wore a lot, and then the other set that they were going to race didn't wear. So, you know, those guys will learn as the race goes on. Every stage in, every time they pit, you know, they're going to be studying tires and what they look like. And then also looking at refires, you know, like that was the thing that we paid attention to tonight, is every time that we would stay out on old tires, it would refire at the same speed. It would go a 16.05 every time. It didn't matter if it had stickers on it or if it had scuffs on it. So, you know, fortunately at the end, with that many laps on the tires, it still ran a 16.05 both times we refired. So, the Cup guys, as y'all know, have more people and more data than they know what to do with, and they're going to be studying that every single lap, every restart of the whole race. And, you know, the biggest reason we stayed out at the end is how many times I've got beat here by people staying out. I mean, there's been, I can't tell you how many times that we've led the entire race here with Kevin, and we would put four tires on with 30 to go, and somebody would stay out, and we would get beat. So, you know, that's definitely a big part of what you're thinking about when the caution comes out like that.
And you won a lot of races with Tony Stewart as your owner. What's it like to win a race for Dale Jr. and potentially, like, what makes it more either different or differently special to do it with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Dale is just our relationship goes back so far. You know, like it was high school classmates, and we've kept up with each other every minute of every year since then. So, you know, he was a big part of the reason I'm, you know, sitting here. And to be able to get his car in victory lane, yeah, means a ton to me for sure. And every single week he walks in my office, he sits down, and he asks me, what do you need? And there's not many owners that do that. There's really not. So, you know, Tuesday he sat in my office for an hour, and we talked about everything under the sun from 2014 till now. But that's what you want. You want to have good relationships. You want to be able to talk to each other. You want to be able to communicate, and that's where we're at right now.
We are now also joined by race-winning driver Connor Zilich. Connor, walk us through the race from your perspective tonight.
Yeah, it was a tough race for us at first. We started 15th. We had some work to do, and you know, able to crawl our way towards the front and get up to second there before that last caution. And obviously, we stayed out and stayed out on old tires with 25 laps to go, and we're able to hold off the 19 and the 88 on fresher tires to get the win today. So yeah, really grateful for the opportunity from JRM to come and do these races, and Roto-Rooter for being a part of it.
Good deal. We're going to go back to questions. We'll go to Jordan and then to Zach.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Connor, the Cup side of things, you're a rookie. You're going through it right now, right? To get this win, is that help your confidence? Is it just kind of restore your belief a little bit? What's that do?
Yeah, 100%. It's funny. I was thinking earlier today, I was like, man, I came down to race the O'Reilly race to get some confidence, and I just qualified 15th. And I'm like, man, I can't catch a break. And, it's not easy when you go from winning everything, you know, on the way up and you get to the Cup Series and you got to get used to running 20th, 30th and having bad days every single week. And it's taken a toll on me, and I've definitely had to learn how to get used to it. So it's always good when you can come down and do this and remind yourself that, you know, you still got it. You know, I'm still the same me that I was last year, and, I haven't completely lost it yet.
Rodney, you're free to go. You head out to the garage for tech. We're going to go down to Zach and then to Doug.
Zach Atanzvetti, kickingthetires.net. Brent said outside the car, you guys are the best of friends, but inside you're the world's biggest rivals. He really wanted to beat you. What was that race like with him and Larson up there? And can you really describe what your relationship is with him, you know, coming into you guys racing together now?
Yeah, I've been racing against Brent since we were probably, I was 7 years old, 8 years old. And, you know, he's beaten me a lot, you know, from go-karts to when we first started racing cars together. And, you know, I've beaten him a lot too. So it's cool to be able to race against him at this level. We've only done it a few times. And honestly, he was one little bobble running the top up there from winning the race. And it doesn't take much to lose these things. And, you know, he's got a lot of wins coming in his future. So I'm excited to watch him continue to grow and get better. But yeah, we are really good friends off the track. But, you know, since we were little kids, we've always wanted to beat each other so bad. So it's cool to be able to do that at this level and, you know, race against him and Kyle for the win there. You know, it's never fun when you see Kyle Larson in your mirror with five to go and he's got fresher tires than you. But, you know, we were able to hold him off and you know, make it work for the situations we were dealt.
Go to Doug and then to Davey.
Thank you, Connor. Doug Turnbull from PRN and the Five to Go podcast. Dare I ask, because you've run the Cup car and have gotten a lot of reps in it this season, and we see the Xfinity car widen out the groove and they're able to make the top run up high. So many people talk about their different ideas of what they could do to make the Cup cars widen out more. I mean, I know you're not a veteran in Cup, but I mean, because you've run them back to back and kind of can AB it, what would you think would, you know, help the cars be able to widen out a little bit?
I'm not too sure. You know, some of it is, for some reason, you know, the Xfinity race, like even at Martinsville, the Xfinity cars lay more rubber than the Cup cars do. I'm not a scientist. I'm a race car driver, so I don't know why, but, you know, that's just the way it is. And the rubber definitely changes the complexity of the race and adds something to it. And it's always, you know, kind of shows who the better drivers are that can adapt and make changes on the fly. And you know, for some reason the Cup cars just don't lay quite as much rubber. So, you're able to run in the same groove more and more. And, Bristol, I think tomorrow is going to be a little different. I think we should lay some rubber and it should widen out. But, yeah, I mean, Bristol's been a crazy one every year for the Cup guys. So, I think we're going to have a pretty clean one tomorrow. Our fall off today was very flat and there was not much fall off at all. So, yeah, it's probably not going to be like some of the crazy Bristol races we've had.
Next to Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. So I'm intrigued by this mental gymnastics that you've gone through, right? I mean, you're not the first driver that has struggled with confidence earlier in their Cup career, gone back down, won, say that you have confidence. This is not a new thing, but it's new for you. I guess it might be a two-parter, but how did you get to this point? Because it wasn't so long ago that you were kicking everybody's ass in this series. You got a full-time Cup ride for a reason. You still are a very, very hot young prospect, but yet mentally, I take you at your word. I think a lot of people do too. It's clear that you have not been yourself. You've been a little bit down. I mean, how does it get from here to here so quickly?
I mean, I think it's just that abrupt change is what, you know, kind of changes everything. I, you know, last year I was on top of the world. I'd show up to the track every week and not even being cocky, but you know, I planned to win every single week and, you know, I showed up and I knew I was the guy to beat. And, you know, then 3 months later, you show back up to the track and you've got to accept that you're going to finish 25th. And, as a race car driver, a guy who's, you know, I'm very competitive. You know, I might not show it. I'm a bit of a goofball, but at the end of the day, I want to win. I don't come here to struggle. I don't want to go through the struggles. I want to get over the struggles and get better soon and you know, start to figure this stuff out. But at the end of the day, it takes time. You know, I'm racing against guys who have 20 years of experience on me and, you know, 5 years in the next gen car. And it's just not as easy as people think it is. And you know, that certainly didn't catch me by surprise. I knew it was going to be difficult, but still, you know, showing up to the track every week and struggling and just, you know, it's not fun. And I've had to get used to that and try to make the most of it and try and learn from it and grow and, you know, try to make my weekends as good as possible.
Go all the way to your left here to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Connor, when you have a night like this then, and you're able to race head-to-head with Kyle Larson and beat him at a track where he's dominated, and he dominated this race a year ago, how does that swing things back the other way and helping remind you of what you're capable of?
Yeah, I mean, I won the race, but I wasn't the dominant car all day long. I have to give credit to Kyle where it's due. You know, he was the best car all day long, and I think he is every single time he comes down and races this series. But, yeah, to come down and still even fend him off on that last restart and be able to hang tough against, you know, one of the best in our industry is – it feels good. And you know, I watch him pass me a lot on Sundays when he's coming to lap me, and you know, and then it's cool to be able to race against him and actually go door to door with him for position, you know, when I come down and race the O'Reilly series. So hopefully we can get things turned around on Sundays and I can start to get better and start having better runs. But it's always still good to come down and kind of remind myself that you know, I did win a lot of races last year and I can still do it.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Connor, can you just give us a glimpse at what it's like to work with a guy like Rodney, a veteran crew chief, and then also knowing kind of the journey he's been on in the last year or so? You're the guy that got him back to victory lane. So just kind of give us a glimpse at that and then how special that moment is.
Yeah, man, it feels good. It's been a while since Rodney's been in victory lane, and I know how bad he wants it, right? A lot of guys, a lot of teams in the Cup Series wrote him off and, you know, said that he didn't work as hard anymore. He didn't want it as bad anymore. He's at the back end of his career. He just wants to, you know, find a way to get a couple more jobs for a few more years. And, you know, I got to work with him firsthand this year, and you know, I've gotten the opportunity to see how hard he works, how smart he is, and how much he loves the sport. And it's been really, really cool to see that firsthand. And I'm really glad to be the one to get him his first win here with JRM.
Trent with Front Stretch. Brent Cruz on pit road said after the race that he would rather lose to anybody but you, and talked about your friendship and stuff. Just I know you're also friends with Jesse Love. Just talk about the friendships in the garage that you have, us, but you're also being competitive on the track like that, battling each other hard.
Yeah, I've always been one to, you know, be open about friendships, and you know, I feel like on our traveling circus that all of us are on, it's very tough to go 38 weekends without having friends to hang out with and talk to. And, you know, I feel like I'd be lonely if I didn't have those guys in my corner. So although we race each other really hard on the racetrack and, you know, it's not all friendship, you know, we have some run-ins and there's things that go wrong, but, at the end of the day, we support each other through everything. And, you know, I consider Jesse and Brent my brothers. So, you know, it's cool to see the success that both of them are having. You know, I'm sure I'll see both of them in Sundays here shortly. And, you know, it'll be cool to be able to race all those guys, you know, up in the Cup Series one day and you know, chase our dreams together.
We're going to go back to your left to Zach.
I'm curious on Sundays. Obviously, the struggles have been what they've been, right? But Trackhouse as a whole is searching for speed, is what Ross Chastain has been saying as well. I know Shane has good results early to kind of mask a little bit of that, but does that give you any solace that it's not just you who's maybe lagging behind?
Yes and no, right? You know, as a team, we're definitely not where we want to be. We're not winning races. We're not, you know, contending for the top five. You know, we definitely have work to do, no doubt, but still, as I look at it, you know, I always see my teammates in front of me. And for me, that tells me I have more potential. I have more work to do and I can do better as a driver. So, you know, it doesn't matter how fast your car is. You still got to drive it to the limit and make the most of it. And I don't quite feel like I've done that. So, you know, although the team has to, you know, we've got to get better as a group, I still think, you know, a lot of that's me as well.
Any additional questions for Connor? Connor, congratulations. Thanks, for the win, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you all tomorrow.